From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. One of Syria's main rebel groups has pulled out of talks. The discussions among opposition groups were aimed at forging a united front ahead of potential talks with the Damascus regime. The Saudi-backed ultra-conservative group, Ahrar al-Sham, said it withdrew Thursday to protest the role given to groups it feels are too close to the government of President Bashar al-Assad. A coalition of medical aid and relief organizations in Syria, meanwhile, is reporting an escalation in attacks on hospitals and medical personnel. Lisa Schlein reports.
The activists say hospitals, health workers, and ambulances in non-government-controlled areas in Syria have been targeted as a tool of war since the beginning of the crisis in 2011. They say doctors have been detained, tortured, and killed. Hospitals and ambulances have been systematically targeted by airstrikes and shelling, and medical supplies have been looted. Since the start of the war, they say 687 medical personnel have been killed, including 254 doctors, and 329 medical facilities have been attacked. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. military says the coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders. The deaths come in recent weeks as a result of coalition airstrikes. One of the top fugitive suspects in the 1994 Rwandan genocide has been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. United Nations says that Ladislaus Ntaganzwa, a former mayor accused of orchestrating the deaths of some 20,000 ethnic Tutsis, was arrested in Congo on Wednesday. A tribunal for Rwanda has charged him with two counts of genocide. This is VOA News.